You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's no secret that California has long struggled when it comes to finding an affordable place to live, let alone to buy your own home. The median home value in the Golden State crossed $800,000 last year. That is far beyond the median household income. But a state-run lottery system aims to provide down payment assistance to first-time homebuyers. It's called California Dream for All, and it's coming back for another year. Applications for the program will be open from February 24th until March 16th. Eric Johnson is with the California Housing Finance Authority, which administers California Dream for All, and joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, Vicky, how are you doing today?
Okay, so before we get into this program, tell us a little bit about what your agency does.
The California Housing Finance Agency was established in 1975 under Jerry Brown Round 1. And we just celebrated our 50th anniversary this past year. We do two main things. We work with developers, builders, municipalities to finance affordable housing complexes, apartment buildings, that sort of thing for low and moderate income home people. And then we also help people buy their first home through loans for closing costs and down payment assistance. It's a real warm, fuzzy job.
Okay, so then when it comes to this current program, the California Dream for All, how did all that get started?
Well, as you mentioned at the start, housing in California is very expensive. The median home price is $850,000. In Sacramento County, it's, quote, only, you know, $530,000, which is still a lot of money. So the California legislature decided that they needed to take a big step. Housing prices are big. That means people need big help. And what the Dream for All program does, started back in 2022, is it provides a down payment of up to 20% of the price of the home. As in the form of a loan, and then any more questions?
Without loan, I guess when it comes to that loan, you said 20% or $150,000,
right.
Correct? Is the loan, is it interest free, or what is the plan to pay back that loan?
It's a novel form of doing it. It's called a shared appreciation loan. What that means is the agency will loan the home buyer up to 20% of the value of the home. And then when the home buyer sells the home or refinances the home in, say, 5-10 years maybe, then they have to pay back that initial amount of the loan plus 20% of any appreciation in the value of the home. So the example I give is, say you buy a $500,000 home, we will loan you up to $100,000. What that does is that lowers your monthly payment. CalMatters, when we started the program, estimated the average home buyer would save about $1,000 on their monthly payment. And then if you sell the home for, say, $600,000 down the road, you pay back that initial $100,000 and then also 20% of that $100,000. So you have to pay back $120,000.
I see.
So, and then we'd use that money that we get from the repayments to fund the next round of home buyers. So hopefully it becomes a virtuous circle where it just keeps on propagating itself into the future.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, this is relatively a new program. It launched in 2022. It's been a couple years. How has the program evolved and changed in this time?
Well, when we did the first round, we did it basically first come, first served. And we went through the money in about 11 business days, which was really fast and, quite frankly, not equitable. So we made some adjustments to the program. And that was the nice thing about it. We had some time to adjust and recalibrate it. And one thing we did was we made the requirement to be a first-generation home buyer instead of just first-time home buyer. That's somebody who hasn't owned their own home in the past 7 years and also whose parents don't currently own their own home, or if their parents are unfortunately passed away, then they didn't own a home at the time of their death. The point of the program is to really kickstart the wealth generation for Californians. There are lots of people who have been unable to access the home market, either explicitly through federal, state regulations, or implicitly, they don't have the income.
Okay, so you have to be a first-time and a first-generation homebuyer to be eligible for the program. What are some other requirements to qualify?
Well, it's available in every area of the state. There's no geographical requirements. There's income limits. In Sacramento County, for instance, the income limit is $191,000 for a family. It doesn't matter what family size you have. They're all the same. YOLO's 215, San Joaquin's 165, so it's low and moderate income homebuyers. Those are really the two main requirements. You also have to work with one of our approved lenders. You can't just go to anybody on the street and get this loan. We work with people who know the loans backwards and forwards, are financially stable, and have the ability to really walk people through these loans and help them out.
Okay. How does the lottery work? How does the drawing work once people submit?
Well, what we decided after the funds for the first round went out in 11 days, we needed to make it so that it wasn't like Taylor Swift tickets and only the people who jumped in first got the opportunity to have this. So what we decided to do was we have a random selection process. You can work with a loan officer, get your application together. The application window opens on February 24th, closes on March 16th. It doesn't matter where you apply on any day in that window. You have an equal opportunity of being selected.
Okay. And it is also divided into regions, correct? Is there a preference for some regions over others, or is it pretty much like kind of an even canvas of someone having an opportunity? Or do you have a better chance if you live in like Southern California or the Central Valley compared to Northern California?
Not really, because we allocated the vouchers, as they're going to be called, through basically doing it proportionally to the share of population. Los Angeles has 25% of the population of California. Los Angeles is going to get 25% of the vouchers. Rural counties have 4% of the population of California in terms of number of households. They're going to get 4%. So we're really trying to make it geographically equitable also so that people in, say, the Bay Area don't use them all.
What counts as a home under this program?
Anything that's zoned a single family. So you can use a condo, a PUD, a townhome, a single family home with an ADU attached. The one thing that isn't available is a duplex, fourplex, any sort of multifamily dwelling.
And you did mention that you have to work with an approved lender. So do you already have to have a home in mind and be pre-approved if you're applying for this program?
Actually, having a home in mind is not a great idea, because if you find a great home, then you talk to a lender and they say, sorry, you can't afford it. Then your dreams are dashed before you even started. The best thing to do is talk to an approved lender at the very start. Figure out, okay, I qualify a home that's up to, say, $750,000. That gives me some parameters to start looking.
Okay, so it closes on March 16th. The application window opens February 24th. So later this month, people have about 3 weeks, give or take, to enter into this. How soon will people be notified if they've been selected?
We've got a really rigorous audit process for this. We want to make sure that the first generation requirement is really, you know, followed. So we're going to be doing a lot of research. People are going to have to submit their own birth certificate, some other documents to make to testify to who their parents are. And then it's probably going to be a good 2 or 3 months after the window closed before we actually start letting people know that they've been selected.
And how much time does a person get if they are selected to find a home?
After they've been selected, they've got 90 days to find a home, and then they can apply for another 90-day extension after that.
Have you ever run into a situation where someone's chosen for the voucher, but there is nowhere in their region where they can afford a home? I mean, what would happen in that situation?
That is something that has happened, unfortunately, and it's frustrating for everybody. We want people who've had this opportunity to be able to use it. And if people get the opportunity to purchase their home, they're really, really excited. If there's nothing unfortunate in the price range, then that voucher goes back into the pool. We establish a wait list, and it's going to go to the next person.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the California Dream for All Home Buyer Assistance Program, which is reopening for applications from February 24th and March 16th. You mentioned that previous rounds help pay for the upcoming rounds for this Dream for All program. How else is this funded?
It started off with an allocation from the legislature out of the state budget. And the initial funding was for $500 million, and there have been a couple augmentations after that, specifically mostly for this latest round.
Okay, and the augmentations less or more?
This last one is between $150 million and $200 million we anticipate having for this round of folks.
Okay, so less than half.
Yeah.
Okay, so this also follows, you know, obviously California's financial health isn't great. There have been budget deficits and shortfalls and a lot of concerns about looming deficits in upcoming years. So are you concerned about the state's ability to continue providing this program?
Well, you know, the legislature's priorities can shift. And right now, housing is very important to the legislature. Housing is very important to Governor Newsom. So that's where they decided they're putting their money where their mouth is with housing. Mm. And, you know, you can't anticipate what's going to happen in any subsequent year. So we're doing what we have with what we have right now.
Yeah. Finally, we're talking about a fraction of people who can get this lottery. Last year, there were 18,000 qualifying applicants. 2,000 people received vouchers. If someone's listening to this and they want to enter for this round, what advice do you have for people who to maybe improve their chances or just to make sure if they do get selected that it actually ends with them having a home and not the voucher going back into the lottery?
The best things you can do are, A, talk to a housing counselor. There are housing counseling agents in Sacramento and the surrounding areas that are free. They're approved by HUD. They can walk you through all the steps you need to get to. Look at your credit, see, okay, you should be doing this and taking these steps. Also, talk to one of our approved lenders at our website, calhfa.ca.gov, and they can walk you through it and really get things done. The most important thing is make the first step. This is called Dream for All because we want to make dreams come true. Lots of people think there's no way I can do it, but people have got a steady job. People have good credit score, maybe don't have that nut to put for a down payment. This is exactly for you.
And if you don't qualify for this specific program, I mean, the California Housing Finance Authority has been around for decades. Are there other options or opportunities out there for a Californian who would like to be a homeowner?
Yeah, interestingly, we had several people, maybe even into the dozens, who actually got the voucher. And then the loan officer said, you know, this other CalHFA program might actually be better for you. So we have a longstanding program called My Home that goes up to 3%, 3.5% for down payment assistance. And that might be right for people. So the best thing to do is just take that first step, make that first call.
Eric, thank you so much for stopping by.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Vicki.
Eric Johnson is with the California Housing Finance Authority, and we've been talking about the California Dream for All Homebuyer Assistance Program, which is reopening for applications from February 24th until March 16th. Still ahead, for more than 75 years, it's actually been a crime in the city of Sacramento to give certain well-known comic books to kids. But that might change. We'll hear why. And the American Patchwork Quartet is reimagining classic folk songs through a modern lens. They'll be performing in Grass Valley this week. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.